It was midnight at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, 3 years ago. Batman was playing. Shots were fired. 12 people were killed. And now James Holmes is on trial. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in that mass shooting. And right now, his public defenders have begun presenting their case by calling up a psychiatric expert. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
The prosecution has controlled the narrative in this case for the last 2 months, calling more than 200 witnesses, including psychiatric experts, who testified that Holmes was sane at the time of the shooting. But now it's the defense's turn. Judge Carlos Samore turned the case over to them yesterday.
Are you folks ready for the jury? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring the jury in, please.
The defense called Dr. Jonathan Woodcock, a psychiatrist and neurologist at the University of Colorado, and he told the jury that at the time of the attack, Holmes met the legal definition for insanity.
That he was severely mentally ill and that he had a psychotic mental illness. That is, he had an illness which caused a considerable disruption in his ability to understand reality.
Woodcock is a critical witness because he examined Holmes just days after the attack. He testified that Holmes was delusional at the time of the shooting, that he thought the only way to avoid suicide was to kill other people, and that he seemed to lack any emotion following the murders.
The most odd thing was this tremendous emotional flatness, this lack of normal human emotional response to his situation.
Woodcock also said that Holmes has one of the strongest family histories for a psychotic disorder he's ever seen. If Holmes is found not guilty by reason of insanity, he'll avoid the death penalty, so District Attorney George Brockler did his best to damage the psychiatrist's credibility. In this exchange, Brockler asked why a member of Holmes' defense team monitored the psychiatric evaluation against standard procedure.
You said I deviated from it because I thought it would be helpful to the team, I presume you mean the defense team, to have another person in there watch me do this.
This was a very limited scope evaluation. It was a preliminary evaluation, and I didn't feel that the guideline applied to this situation. I used that judgment.
Brockler also questioned his credentials and his sometimes confusing notes. Craig Silverman is a former chief deputy DA in Denver who's following the case.
They will try to attack those experts in a variety of ways, but it will come down to the personal credibility and likability of the experts in the eyes of the jury.
He says the defense only needs to convince one juror that Holmes was insane to trigger a mistrial, which would keep their client off death row, at least a little longer. The defense isn't expected to take long, just a couple of weeks, and they'll likely call at least one more psychiatric expert. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.